dependent on a man to bring her that happiness. She encouraged her daughter to be able to take care of herself without having to rely on a man to do so. Having lost her mother early on, though, and with her father's tendency to compensate for the loss, not with emotional support, as would betray his staunch New England upbringing, but with things instead, Gloria grew up to be not only quite independent and outspoken, but also rather spoiled if she was truthful with herself, although she hated to be because it confirmed her father's negative opinions of her, which formed rather quickly once she let him know when she came of age that she wasn't going to be corralled into marriage by him or anyone else. Despairing for his only child's future, Sterling Owens tried to put his foot down, especially when she stopped being even superficially polite to the eligible bachelors he had tried to introduce her to. She developed a bald, shriveling, withering stare with those deep blue eyes of hers that she must have inherited directly from her mother that sent many a perfectly good suitor running for the door when they came to call. Those who stayed did so out of pure desperation for the truly enormous amount of money he had set as her dowry, to say nothing of what she was sure to inherit as Sterling's only heir. Even then, few lasted longer than an hour in her company, for if the stare didn't work, she resorted to either blatantly ignoring them in favor of a book or boldly insulting them using terms that would make